In the past few weeks, I've suddenly got people in different corners of my life saying, I've tested positive for COVID, or my kid has tested positive for COVID. And the more people that I'm talking to, it feels like, oh, are we seeing COVID rise again?
It sounds all like anecdotal and unscientific, but I have heard from experts saying, like, this is actually a good indication that COVID is on the rise.
That's Fennett Nearpil, a health reporter for The Post. He's been covering this recent uptick in COVID cases and a small but notable rise in hospitalizations.
After months of decline, numbers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show that reported cases and hospitalizations are on the rise.
A summer wave of COVID ramping up. Now, the virus is far less deadly, but the timing comes right as kids and teachers head back to school.
Bennett says that this increase in COVID is probably due to a few things. There's a new variant around called EG5. People are traveling more because, you know, summer. And the extreme heat that a lot of the United States has been experiencing recently is keeping people indoors, which can make COVID spread.
So if you're the kind of person who takes more COVID precautions when you see COVID rising in your community, this is the time to do that.
Today, what you need to know about COVID boosters, the new variant, and how to protect people most at risk. Plus, what the fall season of other respiratory viruses, like the flu, might look like. So, Fennett, the federal government officially ended the COVID emergency, but it seems like there's an uptick of cases. What are transmission rates these days?
So we don't really have good data on transmission rates anymore. So the public health emergency ended in May, but that didn't mean that COVID is over or COVID is gone. What's catching attention right now is that the hospitalizations are going up and emergency room visits are going up. People who are listening to this probably have been hearing about people getting sick in the last month. And some of the experts that I talk to actually say that, you know, this, it's not as unscientific as it sounds. If you just are hearing about more people getting COVID in your social circles, that's probably a good sign that there's more COVID out there.